Hello and welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show. It's Friday the 16th of June and I'm joined by Matt Brown, who's an independent market strategist. How are you today, Matt?
Very well, Zach. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Were you affected by yesterday's split at the Bank of England? Did it upset you? Did it shock you?
A little bit of shock, I think. But are they hawkish there? I mean, it's rate hikes at the moment with all the macro data coming out of the UK. I can't see a hike coming soon, but interesting. Maybe they want to be like the Fed.
What, more dynamic and everything?
Well, not that dynamic. Just
creating
just
a splash.
Well, they probably know that interest rates aren't going to go up, so maybe make a name for themselves.
I think one of them was leaving anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yes. Go out with a bang.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, let's have a look at the slides of the day. US market belongs to robots, the largest gap on record between humans and computers. Gross exposure to US equities. Data compiled by Credit Suisse Group AG show. Right, so robots, they're actually playing a part in the markets now, is that correct?
Yeah,
serious.
It's all the algos and quants, but you have to understand who's behind that. Why are these algos and quants trying to make money? They're obviously investors, human investors, somewhere along the chain. So someone is obviously benefiting from
it. Could be Blofeld from the James Bond films.
In his bunker somewhere.
He's probably doing it all. But
my biggest fear on this, though, is when we get a market downturn, are the robots going to provide liquidity in the market and be there picking up and buying stocks, or are they going to join the herd and we have an even aggressive
robotic
flash,
lemmings?
Yes, flash crashing.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll find out quite soon. Tesco reports strongest UK sales growth in 7 years. Is that a real figure? Is that mean, how can they have that when there's, since in the last 7 years, you've got all the competition from the other players, you know, the Aldis and Lidls? I mean, is that real?
Well, sales is growing. The question is, are profits going to grow? With income, take-home household income falling, I think Tesco's may start to struggle again in the next few years. And you mentioned Aldi, you mentioned Lidl. If we have a downturn, those players are going to pick up more market share.
I've never been there, and I wouldn't be seen. I wouldn't want to be seen there either. I'd rather go.
It's a bit of a jumble sale.
Is it?
I have been.
All right. Okay.
But then Tesco's isn't exactly, or Asda on a Saturday is not the place you want to be.
Wait, I'm a Waitrose.
Waitrose man in M&S, exactly. Are you?
Yes, that's what I tell people anyway. Ian Stewart, UK Chief Executive at HSBC, has said that even though 1,000 jobs could be lost in the country after Brexit, the bank will be in the UK for many years to come. What a relief.
That's good. I mean, 1,000 jobs, actually. I mean, it's obviously if you lose your job, you're one of those 1,000. That's not great news. But in the big scheme of things, that's not a huge number. It's quite a small percentage.
You can always work at RBS anyway. You know,
work for the government.
They'll take anyone, apparently.
Well,
and even once you've left, I mean, you still get paid and, you know, good bonus. And,
okay.
You know.
Well, we'll write up our CVs and look for RBS, work for the government. I'm sure you'd like that, Zach.
Well, you know. next up, we've got, heard on Twitter, Carolyn Roth, CNBC. IMF won't fund Greek bailout until it gets more clarity on debt restructuring. Why do they keep pretending they're not just giving the money with no intention of calling in getting the money back?
I mean, this actually was positive for Greece. They've got their pocket money this year. And at least
just
the market.
Just in time for the summer as well.
Indeed. At least the markets can take a breather. But is the last bailout going to be towards the end of next year, maybe? Can Greece stand alone on themselves and go to the actual credit markets? Will the credit markets start giving them cash, not the IMF?
No, it's much better to get it from the IMF. It's very much better terms.
Better terms for them, yeah.
Yes, you just take it and then you don't have to give it back. It's wonderful. Heard on Twitter again, Martin Bakardax, we can all agree, if there's one thing a consumer-led economy with high levels of personal floating mortgage debt needs, it's a rate hike.
Yes, I think it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, a bit of sarcasm here. Certainly we see hikes that could affect the households. And that could push us back into recession. But I think the Fed and maybe the Bank of England are looking to prime themselves. If we do have a recession, at least they can then reduce the rates back down. And I think that's preemptive.
So what happened to those just about managing people? Are they still...
Well, they'll just about be not managing.
Okay. All right.
Which would be quite sad. Food banks and the like.
All right. Next up, we've got Urban Carmel, I thought it was Urban Camel, given the comments he's made, but caveat, put call is coming off extreme lows with 1 month CPCE, the equity put call ratio at a 2017 low last week. Equity-only put-call ratio equals 0.8. Last 5 years, 41 out of 46, 89% closed higher within 5 days by average 1.4%. I don't know what that means, RR, greater than ratio. I suppose risk-reward is 2-1. Day five, 65% higher by average, 0.7%. One of the most interesting tweets I've ever read.
There's a lot there, a lot of numbers.
I did actually at some point, one point take the London Stock Exchange Futures and Options exam, or the Life.
Me too, yeah.
And I haven't got a clue what he's saying there.
I think basically, well, the put-call ratio, the lower the ratio, the more bullish the sentiment in the market, and vice versa. What he's actually saying here at the bottom, I'll read into. But it's worth noting the put-call ratio is low. So that means bullish sentiment, certainly in the options market.
But yeah, for nearly 10 years, we've had all this mumbo-jumbo coming from these people, which normally means there's going to be a crash any day now.
Yes, contrarian indicators.
So how long, you know, they're going to keep peddling this. One day, the urban Carmel will be correct.
Yes, indeed. Like a broken clock.
Exactly. Next up, we've got the economic calendar, which is quite full today. EU Consumer Price Index, housing starts in the US, along with the University of Michigan Confidence, and the Fed's Kaplan speaks in Dallas. The highlight of the day for oil followers after the recent collapse in the price, which seems to be still below $45 on WTI, is the Baker Hughes rig count.
Yeah, I'm looking out for that. I think it's consecutively 22 weeks it's been moving upwards. So we'll see if we get a higher Baker Hughes rig count today. That certainly will help depress the oil price potentially even further.
That's what I like. I don't like OPEC, so what a shame. Right, the highlight there on FX sentiment powered by OANDA is a surge in dollar-Canadian bulls there, buying the, well, it could be a falling knife at the moment. The other is slight tweak there is people less short now of euro sterling around the 88 pence mark, having had a bit of a slap over the last week, and very short of a cable still, which sort of implies to me, I find it almost reassuring that it's not actually going to fall too much now.
Yeah, I think time to buy cable.
It could be.
That sentiment indicator.
Exactly, towards 127.
Yep.
Next up, we've got the NASDAQ and the co-report. NASDAQ expected to find support at the 50-day EMA. Breadth is back to neutral, so it looks like it survived the attempt by Goldman Sachs last week to make a big correct call on the financial markets, which I don't think it's done for quite a while now.
No. I wonder if that was robots and algos and quants selling off, or Goldman Sachs just clearing out their book. Interesting. I mean, it's been an aggressive sell-off, and you want to see that support level really before looking to go long again of these tech names.
Okay, next up we've got trade of the day, which is the FTSE 100 daily chart, bearish divergence, falling top pattern, head and shoulders breakdown, gilt yields rise on BOE, 5-3 votes split, and Fed less data dependent. In fact, they're not data dependent at all, really. They're just making it up as they go along. Sell around 74.50, objective 73.54 to 73.30, and stops above 7,500. I suppose the key here really is whether 74 or 73.80 to 7,400 really breaks. I think you could see 50 points down from here, but a bit more than that looks a bit difficult.
Yeah, agreed.
Going on to the broker recommendations, where I delight in wheeling on Berenberg in their DFS. I think they have sofas. I haven't been there either. To DFS Furniture.
I assume it's a sofa store. It's like a carpet right or something in a warehouse that you probably...
Is it a classy place?
I can't comment. I doubt it.
Okay, all right. I won't be going there. But anyway, Berenberg, they had previously a £3.10 target. They now have a £2.45 target, which implies that they got it wrong.
Yeah, some bad numbers from DFS. So.
Then we have Liberum, appearing to be slightly behind the curve on the Wolseley rally. Old target, £49.75 and a hold, and now... a new target, £53 and a buy recommendation. I think Wolseley's like doubled over the last six months or on the Trump
trade. Very strong stock.
And then finally, BP, which is not oil price dependent, I think to borrow the Fed's approach to things. Oil prices down over recent days, but HSBC sticking with a buy recommendation and a £5, raising their target to £5.65. So the end of a rather weaker week, let's say. That's a horrible thing to say, a phrase, but a less strong week for the FTSE this week. Hurt a bit by mining stocks, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And the South African situation looking rather dodgy?
Yeah, we'll see where the FTSE goes. I mean, I'd be a seller for choice, I think. We'll see how next week goes, but Not a good week for the FTSE. We've had the Fed. Everyone expected that, and they raised rates. No surprises.
Okay, well, we'll see how we go. Matt Brown, independent market strategist. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.